Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-Sri Lanka Defence Cooperation for Regional Security. The participants are Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni, Defence Analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor.
Today's topic of discussion is on the India-Sri Lanka Partnership for a Secure Indian Ocean, and this is in the context of three MOUs which have been signed between New Delhi and Colombo, including the upgradation of L-70 guns and other aspects of defence cooperation. And in this, we are joined by our expert, Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni, who is a defence analyst. Kulkarni-ji, a warm welcome to you on this very important discussion.
Jai Hind, Arjun-ji. Jai Hind, sir.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh addressed a deck reception aboard the INS Udayagiri in Colombo as part of his three-day official visit to Sri Lanka. He talked about the projects and MOUs between India and Sri Lanka's defence systems. Let's listen to what he said.
Earlier today, I had extremely productive and fruitful discussions with His Excellency Anurag Kumara Deshanayake, President of Sri Lanka. After our discussions, we concluded three memoranda of understanding in the defence domain, namely MOU on upgradation of the L-70 guns for SLAF, MOU on NCC cooperation between India and Sri Lanka, MOU on cooperation between NDC India and NDC Sri Lanka.
And for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, it's very important that we hear from you, because everybody has that spirit of national pride and they want to know how India and Sri Lanka, both neighbors in South Asia, are cooperating with each other in defense. And what is the context of the MOUs being signed? I understand the defense minister, Rajnath Singh, has visited Colombo in his capacity after 38 years. Can you tell us the significance of this?
Thank you very much indeed. There is no denying the fact that the relationship between India and Sri Lanka are very old, as old as 2,500 years. And we have fantastic relationship. And over the years, we've been training the personnel. I have myself been trained along with them. So I know various courses right from 1778 onwards until date, till the National Defence College is concerned. So that's indicative of a fantastic relationship that exists between the two. And the visit of Sri Rajnath Singh, the Minister of Defence, to Sri Lanka is indicative of the strengthening of this particular relationship, which you rightly said has been up to 38 years. And this relationship, and now coming primarily, of course, we did call on the President of Sri Lanka, the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, discussed with them, strengthened them. But what really comes as standout in this entire thing is the three new defense MOUs which have been signed. And that is very, very important, because that upgrades the relationship. It also results in the L-70 guns, aside, which were given to Sri Lanka sometime in between 2000 and 2006. And we saw how effective these L-70 air defense guns were in during Operation Sindhu. And as a result of which, now that these guns have been are there with them, we decided to maintain for them, upgrade them. The most important part is to upgrade these guns. And this upgradation involves a lot. And that involves giving them drone killer capability. Now, the drone killer capability, which we saw, as I said, the low-flying target, like any unmanned drone, it can take on. Then it got electric drives to it. We'll get to it. It will have the digital brain. It will have the day and night vision. And our assurance to them that it will be maintained locally there itself by the VEL. So that is something which I think is a very, very important part with it. The second very important thing, Arjun-ji, is about NCC, how we intend to cooperate with this thing so that our NCC cadets could go there, their NCC cadets come over to India. And this particular relationship is very, very important. And it builds up at a very, very grassroots level and strengthens the understanding between the two people-to-people contact. And with that also is the NDC, that is the National Defence College, which the Sri Lanka has. And, of course, we have one there. They have been coming earlier. So to build up understanding each other, that's something which is very, very important. The third thing which I looked at it was, when you talk about it, is how the maritime surveillance could be. Now, that maritime surveillance, that bonnier that has been given to them, in 2022 for about 2 years, and then it was to be replaced by a brand new Dornier, and that is something which is very, very good. Firstly, it helps you to prevent illegal fishing, to be able to spot suspicious vessels, narcotic traffic, smuggling, terrorism, disaster response, the various kinds of joint exercises that you all do. So I think this kind of relationship and the further strengthening of it by the visit of Raksha Mantri to Sri Lanka, I think goes a long way and ensures that as a neighbor with, I would say, a civilizational link up with, it helps to build a very strong bond between India and Sri Lanka.
So do expand on maritime security, especially drug trafficking and piracy. I understand that we have, this is under the India Neighborhood First Policy and the Mahasagar Vision. What is this?
Mahasagar, basically that what the Prime Minister had been always been saying, that mutually and holistic advancement, you know, for security and growth across regions. As part of the Mahasagar, that's the acronym for it. Which is very important. I mean, there was, I would say that was sometime in 2011, if I'm not wrong, there was a Colombo Security Conclave. And the Colombo Security Conclave also had a five-pillar focus, basically on maritime safety and security, the countering of terrorism, radicalization, fighting smuggling, organized crimes, then cyber security, and also humanitarian and air disaster relief. But we've seen recently how that I would say this complete, we were the first responders for the, when they were hit very badly. So it is for this reason that you find that when we do combat drug trafficking, that is one very, very important, the complete surveillance of the Indian Ocean region that is required, again, as we said, primarily with the view to how illegal fishing could be prevented, how suspicious vessels could be spotted. There are times, you know, vessels are there, part of the foreign research vessels which are seen in and around Sri Lankan waters, which Sri Lanka has decided to ban it since 2024. So all this with the Dornier aircraft being made available to them, the maritime security gets strengthened. And it is in that context we find that it's very, very important that this, what could be termed as the importance that we give to the maritime security in the Indian Ocean region.
Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni ji, do tell us about the Maritime Rescue Coordination Center, MRCC, which is part of the capacity building program.
You know, not just the Dornier that is available and been given to them for their usage, but also number of people being trained for. And over, like you said, 1,200, I was in the impression that there were about 750 plus or something. The thing is likely being upgraded to 1,200, which is a very good thing, because that is something which helps us to train them. And they've been with us for training, so they understand each other. We have a very good compatibility in terms of this thing. Language is not a very major issue, which they pick it up very fast, and even otherwise also. So these training slots in the military training build a very, very close relationship. And it is in that context that you find that a lot has been done. And I was mentioning whether it is for the L-70 guns are concerned, whether it is the Dornier is concerned, whether it is the training of the Sri Lankan military personnel along with us is concerned, even the Beni bridges that we constructed after that Indian Ocean region, when it completed for not exactly a tsunami, but the kind of thing that had affected them, and which we came in a big way to help them out. That was all something very, very important. And in that context, when you have this kind of a relationship, and this relationship in training is concerned, is a very, very important thing. And I see, as rightly said, that it struck me that cyclone Ditwa that we were talking about, and the cyclone Ditwa in which we were the first responders, and that is only possible whether it is construction of Beni bridges or being able to go for help the first responder being our neighbor. This training comes very handy. The interoperability improves, the response improves, the understanding improves, the capability each of the two countries we understand. And it is in that context that we see that this training of almost 1,200 personnel, which would be undertaken by us or the Sri Lankan Armed Forces personnel, is a big boost and a big bonding factor between the two countries.
So Sri Lanka has been hit by political instability, and let's not forget that they are in a danger zone when it comes to climatic changes. So you mentioned about Cyclone Ditwa. Tell us about the virtual inauguration of 3 Bailey bridges you just mentioned. What are Bailey bridges and how are they so useful to the Sri Lankan defense establishment?
Bridges are basically what could be termed as a prefabricated steel trusses and designed by military for quick assembly. They can be assembled without use of heavy cranes, basically, connect between the two, maybe rivers or bridges. There is a broken ground, and it is in that context that you find the rapid deployment of this, which could be done. And for them, it was very, very important that there were various critical areas in Sri Lanka after the cyclone Ditwa that hit them very hard. And as part of the first responder and the operation that was Sagar Bandhu, that we decided that we would go. And India delivered all the 3 consignments of modular bridges, almost about 250 metric tons of additional steel, which had to be given. And I think that was something which was deeply appreciated. And as part of the 5 core pillars of the Colombo Security Pact also, it worked out, and the Bailey Bridges, the entire disaster reconstruction grant, which was given by India, it was a part of that. And I think the Indian Army engineers helped them assemble at almost, I think, something like 40 critical sites, various places in their provinces, which was a huge boon and helped build better relations between the two countries.
Union Minister Rajnath Singh also talked about the inauguration of Bailey Bridges and the creation of an artificial intelligence lab for the Sri Lankan Army's defense capacity. Let's listen to what he said.
We also virtually inaugurated 3 Bailey Bridges built by the Indian Army engineering team in close cooperation with the Sri Lankan Armed Forces and the Road Development Authority, which were destroyed during Cyclone Ditwa. Friends, let me reiterate that India remains a committed partner for the capacity enhancement of the Sri Lankan Armed Forces. Going ahead, we will also be working together for creation of an artificial intelligence lab for Sri Lankan Army for its capability enhancement.
There is technology assistance, including the establishment of artificial intelligence lab for the Sri Lankan Army. How important is this using Indian technology assistance for the Sri Lankan defense establishment?
This is something which Raksha Mantri offered. This artificial intelligence lab will be established for them. And that today's world, the technology is taken over. And that technology, we have to adapt ourselves. And this is, we are quite, we've taken a huge lead in terms of artificial intelligence is concerned, as well as cyber security is concerned. And we are intending to share all of these training capabilities with the Sri Lankans, resulting in being able to establish the artificial intelligence labs for them, so they understand how technology can be adapted to ensure, whether it is securing a sea lane is a concern, whether it is to ensure complete through radar, how to monitor what is going on in your own waters are concerned. So this is primarily with the view that since we have the ability, the artificial intelligence to a large extent is being co-opted into the armed forces training of ours, and therefore Raksha Mantri decided that they offer by establishing the lab for artificial intelligence in Sri Lanka, so that they could also gain from our experiences and be able to gain to protect themselves. Not that anyone is going to be anything, but then, as they say, preparation is the best form of defense. It is in that context that the artificial intelligence labs being co-opted along with the radar monitor, the huge sea of enclave is concerned. So it is in that context we find that the AI labs being promised by Raksha Mantri to Sri Lanka will go a long way in, again, further strengthening the technology relationship between India and Sri Lanka.
Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni ji, for being with us on Akashvani and explaining to our listeners in detail about the India-Sri Lanka partnership for a secure Indian Ocean. And thank you so much, sir, for being with us on this program.
Thank you. Jai Hind.
Jai Hind.
You were listening to a discussion on India-Sri Lanka defense cooperation for regional security. The participants were Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni, defense analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.